I wonder why Vonnie pulled this song. the twist. Twisted himself in a pretzel.
That's a direct shot at Douglas.
Good job.
No, it's Fat Boys.
But Hugh twisted himself in a pretzel Dan Orlovsky agreed with him when he disagreed.
Now Hugh's got beef with Vonnie. No,
I don't have beef with Vonnie.
I don't know.
I thought it was twisting yourself in the press of what we were about to talk about next.
Well, maybe. Well, you know, either way it works. It's good producing either way. I mean, and also you did twist yourself in a pretzel.
I did not.
Last week we had a pretty infamous debate on if quarterback.
I don't recall.
What happened?
I don't know. It was good, though. It was quarterbacks. Our quarterback wins a stat. A quarterback stat, right? We had that fun debate last week.
You guys want to do it again?
We can. Maybe later.
Well, no. Dan answered. He basically
said
he agreed with
no,
me.
No, no.
He basically agreed he with
said,
you.
No.
I don't know what
do
y'all
you
heard.
Think this? No. I wrote down win for Gileo in notebook. So.
No, he. I don't know what y'all heard.
It's written in the notebook.
He twisted himself in a pretzel.
Uh-huh. He felt bad for you. He felt bad.
He did not feel.
He twisted you in a pretzel.
He felt bad for you and tried to say, "Oh, I guess I'm hurting Hugh's feelings here. I got to help him out."
He folded you like a cheap suit.
He did not. He agreed with you.
Yup.
See, you know what? That's why I have the quarterback eye on the show. That's a quarterback that agrees with me. We get it.
I mean, it's there. He just twisted himself in the pretzel, saying that it win was a quarterback stat.
No, he did not. All right. Speaking of twisting yourself into a pretzel, you know what? I don't even know how to explain this. You just have to hear it, okay? So this is Hugh Douglas's former guy, Bryce Huff, right?
I like how I'm guilty by association.
Well, that's true. He was your guy when he was here.
Okay.
So Bryce Huff, after leaving, he went to the Niners. Now he's retired to
go make batteries to save people.
Yes, which is a worthwhile endeavor. I wish him luck. But this is BS what you're about to hear. Bryce Huff, not only blaming Eagles fans for his failure here in Philadelphia, but also questioning the team that didn't play him in the Super Bowl when obviously they had like seven better options up front. Here is Bryce Huff. Listen to this.
Whoa.
We probably should have vetted that one a little bit better.
That's our bad.
But wait, what time is it? Is it 11:50?
No.
We're in that area.
We're in that area. Right. We're in the 11:50 area. Though.
Here's what we'll do. I'll do it. I know the morning show used it this morning, so if we could find that, we'll use that. All good. We'll move on. Happens.
It's apropos. Is it apropos? Yes.
Oh, we are not long for the air. Listen,
you take an L, you move forward.
But you know what, though?
Douglas took one last segment.
But you know what, though? That's apropos for the show. It's nobody's fault. That's the show's fault.
Again, no, don't blame.
That's the universe.
All right. So
wow, that spiraled out of control.
Vonnie, I know the morning show used it. So if you want to find theirs and just let us know when you have it, we'll use it. And actually, you know what it does? It does kind of make people more interested. Like, what did he say? What the heck is going on? How could it have been that? It does.
But when you talk about off the rails at 11:50, that's kind of the wheelhouse that we live in. So I don't know why anybody's shocked.
I think. Okay, thank you, Vonnie. And again, I'll take the blame for all that.
No, that's on us.
That's on all of us.
Vonnie, it's on everyone but Vonnie.
No blame to Vonnie.
I got two strikes, though, so I might not be as well. We're not blaming you.
I got to say, I think you struck out. You're at an entirely new plate appearance, bud.
All right, let's hear it. Let's try again. Take two on Bryce Huff blaming everyone but himself. Get him, Hugh.
I hear him.
Get him.
I hear him. But my thing is this. You're surprised you didn't play in the Super Bowl. You didn't really play all season after that, though. Like, once they put you out there and you didn't adjust or whatever.
Yeah.
Because at first, I'm not going to lie. And part of this was because of what we heard about Vic Fangio. And some of that might be true.
And remember, this was the first year of Fangio, right? You were here in Philadelphia.
So yes.
We're going back to new coordinator. They signed Huff. And pretty early, it seemed like he wasn't his favorite, right? Is that a fair way to say it? He wasn't his favorite.
Like, my thing was, he had a certain skill set. And as a good coach, and I said this on air, that you should be able to at least get that part of him. For whatever reason, that didn't happen. Whether it was schematically or he just didn't like him. For whatever reason, it just didn't happen. So now, you haven't really played a whole lot the second half of the season.
And he
like
got hurt.
Said.
Remember, he had a wrist thing?
Yeah, you had the wrist thing. So my thing is this, Bryce. I understand that you feel some kind of way and, you know, it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. But I feel like you have to be realistic about the situation. Like, it was an all-hands-on-deck situation with the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you're being honest, you weren't contributing a whole lot, and you needed somebody else to dress out in that position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and well, you're right. And with that, how about some self-awareness, okay? It would be one thing if, let's say, the Eagles were weak up front, and he's like...
They had a pretty good pass rush.
They dominated Mahomes. Remember Sirianni counting the sacks on the sideline? One,
they
two,
had,
three,
they had
four.
A nice rotation
oh,
going.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They didn't need him.
It's unfortunate, man, because, you know, I understand you feel some kind of way, but you didn't play. But, dog, you were a part of an historic run on a Super Bowl winning team. Take it. Take that. Take that. And you know, enjoy that. Revel in that. You're about to go save the earth with the protection for the batteries, dog. Don't be bitter. And you know what else you did inadvertently? You can't come back. You can't come back here.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course not.
You can't.
You mean
can't,
like for the reunion?
No, you can't come back. Like when I say you come back, you can go anywhere in the city you want to go, but you can't come back representing the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I'll get lost.
You can't do it. Like if when they had a reunion, when they had a Super Bowl winning team, when they come back, you can't come back.
Well, I mean, here's all you need to know. The Eagles paid him $50 million and then basically dumped him the next year. That's how bad it was.
Do you know how much I wish somebody would give me $50 million and let me sit on their bench and not play football and still accrue checks every week?
Yeah, you would have signed up for that.
I would have signed up with that. And every time somebody said that I didn't play in that game or whatever, I'd be like, but hell, I played in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I was on a Super Bowl team. I mean, man, sometimes – you just have to take the blessing for what it is. And that's a blessing.
The thing
He played for the Jets.
I mean, he just doesn't have self-awareness.
He went to the Super Bowl.
He just doesn't have self-awareness to what happened in his own career.
Joe, think about that for a minute. Yeah. You were on the Jets. You got $50 million.
And got to the Super Bowl.
And let's be honest. If you want to sound ungrateful, that $50 million that you got, I'm willing to bet that some of that money is used to make them batteries that you want to change the world with.
Little startup money?
Yeah. Come on, man. Like, sometimes you have to look at the perspective. It might not work out the way you want it to work out, but look at the perspective. Because if it wasn't for the Philadelphia Eagles, you wouldn't have been in a position to retire from the game.
Yeah. I just, when players,
like, for real.
When players struggle places, I always think when
and
they
then he was mad at the fans, too.
He said day one of camp, the fans. Like, Bryce, the reality is it's not the fans' fault that you didn't play well here. It's not Vic Fangio's fault because guess what? Everyone else got better. Nolan Smith got better that year. Alex Hunt got better that year. Josh Sweat, right? Like maybe some
accountability.
Maybe look in the mirror, man.
Accountability.
Like, everybody else, like for the most part, most of the players they've given Fangio the last couple years have gotten better, right? Like they've all grown. Carter, Davis, DeJean, Mitchell, even Reed got himself money in Houston, right? Like he got better as a player. All of them. Oh, Jomo, how come you're the only one that didn't get any better? That's probably you.
Yeah, it's the fans' fault.
No, yes, my fault. I'll take the blame for Bryce Huff.
What a fool. That was wild.
The guy was a fool. I mean, the guy, and I'm not surprised not in the league anymore. I wish him luck at his next job.
Well, he retired.
Yeah, well, right. Also, he probably saw the writing on the wall. His career was not going the right way. He sounded completely foolish. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's check in on our Twitter poll, Hugh Douglas. A couple Twitter polls to start the show today. We will get to the Phillies here in a second, something Ruben Amaro said. But let's check in on the Twitter poll and then your phone calls. All right, a couple of them to start us off. Are you starting to believe this Phillies team is different? Yes or no?
65%. No.
You said 65 or 55?
65.
54% no.
Oh, okay.
46% yes. Is that a good number for yes in June? I kind of
think
it is.
So. Yeah, you take that.
That means about half
the
people.
Spin that positive.
That's right. About half the people are starting
to see
something
different.
Yeah, you can
just give me that plate. Thank you, miss.
Starting to see something different.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. No, we're on the air.
Yeah, we are live on the
air. Well, she handed it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, you can take it without saying
isn't that a plate of, like,
chicken.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Oh.
No, yeah. I know, but it's like.
Horse divers.
Yeah, no, I know what it is. But
horse divers.
But with the toothpicks, it feels like.
I get the toothpicks back.
It's for everyone. You just took it.
But it's only three.
No, I get that. It's the end. It's the end.
I get it.
All right.
We take those.
Are you open to trading Tyrese Maxey, yes or no? How do you think people are voting on this one?
78% no.
Well, I haven't voted yet to see the percentage.
I think I'm winning this because he ain't put that one out yet.
75% no.
See, I was about right. So when you vote, it'll be 78%.
Mm-hmm. And who is more to new poll up. Who is more to blame for Bryce Huff's failed Eagles tenure? Bryce Huff or Eagles fans?
Eagles fans. 100%.
8% on Eagles fans. 92% Bryce Huff. I would include a third one. Hugh Douglas.
What did I do?
You backed him.
Yeah.
I did.
You had his back.
I did have.
And look what he did.
He'd be like, hey.
He embarrassed himself.
Bryce, you can't come back now. You can't come back.
Absolutely embarrassed.
Can't show your face around these
what
parts.
What a joke. All right, let's grab Andy in Deptford, who's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Remy, you. What's good, guys?
What's up, Andy?
Yeah, that was a nice little sound bite. Come on, Joe. You got to have that thing pre-edited, though, cuz.
Well, yeah. Listen,
Joe.
That's our fault.
Come on, Joe.
I'll take the full blame. Yeah. It's on me.
That one's on me.
Yeah.
No, it's not on you, Vine.
You know what?
Let's
put it on you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's a huge episode.
Yeah, let's put it on Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's no way you trade Maxey. Like, I mean, you look at what the Heat just picked up in Giannis. Like, that would have been the move to make.
Well, how are we getting him? You have to give up. You give up Edgecombe for him. How are we getting him?
What I gave up? I mean, look what they gave up. They gave up Tyler Hero. They didn't give up nothing for him. The most value was those draft picks. So I would have definitely gave up some draft picks and some players for the Greek Freak and pair him with Maxey.
Well, but I think they would have wanted Edgecombe. What would you have traded Edgecombe for, Giannis?
Probably. I don't think it'd be the best move to trade your best player and your most reliable guy. That's been most reliable since he's been drafted. I mean, you know, this is his team. This ain't Embiid's team no more. So
I agree. With
I don't
that.
See why you want to get rid of him.
Well, I mean, it's not. So, before you go on, like, I like Maxey. It's not so much getting rid of him. I just feel like
you're just thinking ahead. You just workshopping.
I feel like they could get a lot for Tyrese Maxey, and if we're not thinking they're going to win a championship, maybe that's the best way to build this thing by getting five or six number one picks. That's really. I like Maxey, Andy.
Yo, I feel you on that with the picks, but look at their track record of what they did. Like, we could have killed it with all the picks because the prospect was good in theory, but we just made all the wrong picks.
Yep. Well,
so
they
I
did.
Don't really trust them, you know what I mean, with that as far as that goes. When you look at Smitty's wedding, like, they was all there. A.J. Brown was there. Jalen Hurts. You think they had any awkward moments throughout the ceremony?
What do you think on that, Hugh?
I think they were having too much fun for it to really even matter, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I feel that.
Yeah.
All right. So how about, you know, Bryce was going off with that when he hit for the cycle, right? And I don't know, somebody on the station must have been talking trash. So the other station was taking shots at y'all family, like, you know, talking about tough guy behind the microphone. You know, the other host on the other station was saying that, you know, that cat would never say that to Bryce Harper's face. Like, how y'all feel about that? You think there's some merit to that? Because I definitely do. I don't think he would never be a tough guy with Bryce.
Well, I mean, here's what I'll say. Andy, we appreciate the phone call.
Annoying and a weirdo, as always.
Are we going to take the high road with this? Because, you know, this is my wheelhouse.
No, I know.
Okay, I'll leave it.
So the bottom line is this. Spike had his take on Bryce Harper, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some people agree with him. Some people didn't. That's the bottom line. As far as other people reacting to his opinion, I mean, like, what does he care for? When you have a sports opinion, that you have your opinion. When you're a talk show host, you have your opinion.
Yes.
That's the key to actually being a talk show host, is having an opinion.
So basically you're trying to say you should focus. It's two things you need to focus on, right? Hypothetically, this individual. Focus on getting a hairline or getting that bald spot taken care of you have, and focus on having your own opinion as a host, right?
That seems to be the key.
Yeah, and come on home with that ball, big old ball spot.
It just feels like you have your own opinion and you worry about your own opinion. That's
I like
all.
How you're trying to take the high road, but you know this is kind of like my wheel.
Yeah, we're trying
We know you. We know you. It's not even 11:50.
This is why you need African American friends.
That's why I'm here.
Ball right. spot, take care of that before you worry about somebody else being here. A tough
all
guy.
Right. Before we go any further, speaking of things that don't have to be awkward, but they kind of are when you hear them. Can we hear Ruben Amaro? I love Ruben. And he gave us that. I want to hear Hugh's reaction to this because it's just. All right, so Ruben's given kind of going through, and we did this yesterday a little bit. Like, what is really the priority for the Phillies, right? Because they have three needs, but, like, how do you tier the needs, right? The bullpen, which I'm going to tell you, I think the bullpen is jumping up for me as the biggest need. I don't trust anything ahead of Duran. Yes. Anything. I mean, even Bolin, who I like, gives up the home run to Meade last night. So you got the bullpen, obviously right field is an issue, and they could use another starter because, all right, Nola, we hope for the best, and Alan Rangel is our fifth starter right now. Here's Ruben Amaro kind of workshopping through the tiers, and listen just the way he framed the lineup as we get closer to October. So, Hugh, you know,
laying up at night thinking about hot guys?
That's it. I mean, the idea is if you get enough hot guys in October, you're good to go. I just love the way that came out.
Ruben's an OG.
We all know what he meant, right? The lineup gets hot at the right time.
It's the emphasis on hot, though.
Hot guys. Do you have enough hot guys in October?
He said, I lay up all night thinking about this. That's that right there.
I mean, who isn't kept up at night thinking about hot guys?
Are you starting to think more about the bullpen because we have enough hot guys in the lineup?
Well,
That's really the question.
That's the concern, Joe.
Do you think they have enough hot guys?
If they get that, no, they don't have enough hot guys, wow. Joe. Since we're here,
cut that audio right there.
Finally, do me a solid. Don't cut that.
That's all right. I'll take care of it tomorrow. Dude, you think I'm never going back behind that?
Oh yeah, you probably yeah.
So, but, you know what I think is going to be the hardest thing for Dombrowski?
What's that?
So, like, they have about 5 weeks till the trade deadline, August 3rd. It's probably going to ebb and flow a lot in the next 5 weeks, right? There's going to be weeks they hit. There's going to be weeks where the bullpen is good, weeks where the bullpen is bad, weeks where Alan Rangel, you feel like, all right, whatever, he could be decent. And then he'll probably have a start where he gives up 7 runs because he just got here from the minor leagues, right? Mm-hmm. Hugh, I think the biggest thing for Dombrowski is going to accurately assess
where they are,
which is the biggest thing I need to get. Like, not just for today, not just over the next 5 weeks, what's the one that helps me in October the most? Kyle, are you still on starting pitcher?
I mean, yeah, because a starting pitcher doubles as a reliever.
Well, sure.
In the postseason.
Sure. If you get the right kind and right one.
I don't see a bat out there that makes me feel significantly better about the lineup.
Not one that you can get.
In October, right. And so, like, I just think the biggest impact move you can make, I mean, we're talking about a starting pitcher can quite literally, we're doing the QB wins thing, a starting pitcher can quite literally win you a game in the playoffs. I mean, it
could.
It can.
Yeah.
And I know we've done the 1-0 losses in games where Wheeler and Sanchez pitch really well, but I think back to that Dodgers series, man, and I know that the Dodgers got the right hits at the right time, and the Phillies didn't. But if we had Zach Wheeler, I wonder how different things would have been.
So I get it. My only concern is, let's say they get a starter, right, and he becomes the four, even if he's good. Games 1, 2, and 3 of a playoff series, that guy doesn't impact the game. You know what I mean? Like, if you get a bat, Hugh, that guy impacts every single game.
If you get
a reliever, you could in a baseball playoff series, you could pitch a reliever 5 times out of 7 games.
Joe, but
maybe 6.
I think that when you look at this team, I don't think the first round is like a bigger issue as like the later rounds. Yeah, you still have to. But it just feels like when we get deeper into this thing, that has been the biggest issue that we've had. The bats have just not been there. I get that. But if you have the pitching gives you an opportunity for the bats to come back around. And I think about that Dodger series. Go back to that Dodger series and how their pitching kept them around.
I know, but didn't we need to hit more in that series?
Nobody hit early on. But the fact that they had better pitching allowed them to weather the storm better.
So one thing we haven't talked much about, and I think Ruben was kind of alluding to this. We've gone back and forth between outfielder, starter, and then we've kind of mentioned the bullpen. What if they get a huge bullpen piece? Like, Aroldis Chapman could be available in Boston. Aroldis Chapman is a difference maker. I mean, if you make a list here of the top 10 relievers, I'd put him on it. So you'd have Duran. Like, you could basically have 7-inning games where if you have a lead after 7, Chapman and Duran, that's it. Game over.
I got a question for you and Kyle. And at the point that we are right now with our farm system and everything, what is easier for us to get without giving up the most right now?
A relief pitcher. They're the cheapest in terms of trade value.
I'm saying, because when you talk about the bat that you're talking about getting, how much are you going to have to give up to get him? And and not only how much you got to give up, what do you have that would be attractive to somebody else that's not on the field already? Like, I think that's what you have to realistically look at, because that's where we are.
Well, you do, and you have to figure out how much you're willing to give up, and then, like,
how far are you willing to go?
Who's that basket? The Chapman thing could be – Chapman is still dominant. I don't care that he's almost 40 years old. Yeah. I mean, he's still throwing gas out there in Boston. I mean, last year's ERA was basically like one. He's been great for years and years and years. Kyle, the idea of Chapman and Duran at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Well, that is difference making.
Beyond Duran, they got nothing, dude.
They have not.
They really don't.
I think Bolin's the guy I liked the most last night. He gave up that shot to
Meade. And he's right.
And like, he might be something.
I just, with the starting pitching that we have, you really need, I don't know, maybe one, two guys. You know, if you get a starter, you get a reliever. Starter becomes a reliever, whatever. I just, like, you need one or two guys who can bridge that gap. Would to Juwan Duran, or even if, like, say Duran can't go one night.
Well, yeah.
Like, you need another reliable guy. Alvarado, Kirkering, I can't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Yeah, the other thing is if they got a starter, Hazel Cesardo's stuff in the bullpen would be dominant.
I agree.
I mean, he strikes out 10 guys in his regular starts. Yep. I mean, he probably could get, you know, have innings where he strikes everybody out. So, they have a lot of – it's almost like a juggling act for Dombrowski. I'm sure they're going to make moves. They're probably going to add at all three of these spots, but who do they put – you know, who they really go after is the hardest thing to figure out. 215-592-9494. That is how you hotboard. All right, on the other side, your phone calls on all this. We have a Jalen Hurts caller on the phone. Is that our guy from yesterday?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Round two?
We'll get to that.
You got that
up
in you?
I don't know, but I'll try. Yeah, this was the same guy, I think, told me that he's better than Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts? Okay. All your phone calls coming up. Are you starting to believe this Phillies team is different? And if the Tyrese Maxey thing, I'd be willing to take offers on him. I mean, this morning, if you missed it, LaMelo Ball from Charlotte got basically six picks. You know, an unprotected pick, pick swaps, and a good player traded for him, too. If this point guard the Sixers drafted a couple nights ago is a future starting point guard, a lot of people believe he is, with big-time comparisons out there, I'd be willing to listen to trade offers for Tyrese Maxey, would you? 215-592-9494. We're live today at the Team 62 Beer Bowl with everything going towards the Eagles Autism Foundation right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.